Welcome to another edition of Ultimate Key to Freedom, Questions, Answers, Shares, etc. Here we go. The first one is from Sheldon. Finished day three, all six videos. I am feeling uncomfortable that it is all just a story. There is no I to experience the emotions of pain. Let me just stop there for a moment and comment on that, and then we'll continue. There are additional paragraphs to Sheldon's question and share. Sheldon, again, I see my role in this dynamic as shining the light of truth, with a capital T, onto what is brought to my attention, and where it goes, it goes. As I mentioned in the videos on the first day, I am biased based on how I've been created as a character and what I've seen and experienced and such. And so my bias, again, is all I can do is shine the light of the truth that I see, and where it goes, it goes. So I am feeling uncomfortable that it is all just a story. Those are words. Those are ideas and concepts. They are trying to describe something that's happening in inner space. The best support that I can offer to you here before we continue through the rest of your comment and share is, if you look at what that really means, if you look at what those words, those ideas and concepts are trying to describe, what they are trying to describe is appearances in inner space that there is awareness of. So I am feeling uncomfortable. What that means is, if you really look at what I call the pure raw experience, if you look at what's really appearing in inner space, there's a movement of energy with unique characteristics that the mind machine has learned to label as uncomfortable, doesn't feel good, don't like it. And all that's going on when those words are used is there is awareness of that unique movement of energy. It's not that Sheldon's uncomfortable. It's not that a particular individual named Sheldon is uncomfortable. What it means is there's a movement of energy in inner space that is appearing and is being labeled and judged with uncomfortable. That's part one. I am feeling uncomfortable that it is all just a story. The second piece of it is the discomfort appears to be coming from the teachings that are saying it's all just a story. So in the buzz whir of the mind machine, what also gets bonded to I am feeling uncomfortable is a thought that says, well, I'm feeling uncomfortable because I don't like the fact that this is all just a story and that there isn't any individual that's actually experiencing it. It's just an appearance in inner space. And as you're going to discover more on the day four videos, there's still a lot more to come that ties all of this together and hammers home the key point and opens the gateway to the ultimate opportunity through Ultimate Key to Freedom. I need you to be a little bit more patient, and this may resolve itself, and it still may not. But at this point, from having completed just the day three, the best support I can offer is to look at the fact that that's what's really happening here. There is no I to experience the emotions of pain. That is just a voice or a something else that's appearing in inner space that says, I'm feeling uncomfortable that this is just a story and that there isn't any I to experience any of this. It's just an appearance. The truth is, there isn't any I to experience the emotions of pain. The truth is, and you're going to get to this on the day four videos, maybe you have already before I answered this question. If you look, that's what you see. It's not a cool spiritual idea or something like that that you can't verify, that you just have to accept on faith or accept and reject intellectually. That's what you actually see. Now, inner space has to quiet down enough, decongest enough, just to use that language, for you to be able to see what's actually there, what's actually going on. It can be tricky and confusing, and there can be a lot of deceptive, hypnotic kinds of things that block you from seeing what's really going on, but you can see what's really going on. Bear with the language. So that's the first thing I want to say. I am feeling uncomfortable that it is all just a story, that there's no I to experience. I get that. And it's not that Sheldon is, to repeat, it's not that an individual is, it's that content suggesting this is appearing and disappearing at various points in inner space, and that's all. So I'm going to leave that as a drop in the pond that can ripple out. The odds are the mind machine just listened to that and buzzed in word and has, well, yeah, but, or no, or I don't like that, or whatever. There's probably a whole bunch of stuff spewing in response to that. Or there will be after you stop listening here. Maybe not. And so the same thing will be true about that. It's just the buzzword of the mind machine, which may take the shape of one or more characters, personalities, as I've called them, appearing in inner space, sharing their opinions. And then there's something else, someone else, however words don't serve here, that's aware of all of that but isn't that. And that's the opportunity, as again, you'll see much more clearly, hopefully, there's the opportunity for in the day four videos. Okay, continuing. In September 2013, I had a major mental breakdown for the second time in my life. The first time was in 1999. I visualized fighting a quote-unquote war through hell to save the woman I loved from being tortured to death in hell. It's as if that vision of war through hell defines me twice. If I does not exist, I in quotes cannot feel the emotions of the struggle and pain. It wants me to just give up, go in a dark corner of a room and have a good cry that my life is pointless. After watching 3 out of the 4 days video teachings, it just seems everything in the human game is pointless and all humans and animals and everything in the universe are just puppets acting out a huge story game for the true creative essence entertainment. Okay. Same thing, Sheldon, and I recognize that you may not be able to hear this or let it in. Ultimately, the real opportunity that Ultimate Key to Freedom offers is for you to experience the truth, to see with a capital S what's actually appearing in inner space. Because if it's left at the idea and concept level, it's going to swirl forever. The mind machine's going to come up with endless objections and opinions and it's going to be still hamster on a wheel, dog on a track, never catching the rabbit. The opportunity is to actually be able to see it. Given that, I will say the same thing. I had a major mental breakdown. Major mental breakdown is a label. It's words. It's ideas and concepts that are trying to describe something. So if we look at what are they trying to describe, they are trying to describe a unique appearance of thoughts, feelings, and sensations, some combination thereof, in inner space. Now, in psychological terms, you know, major mental breakdown is a bad thing. It's an unhealthy thing. Something's wrong. You know, ideas like this, words like this. And then you have to, you know, get treatment and whatever, and all of that's fine, and all of that can help. But ultimately, it's words, ideas, and concepts that are trying to, just as I mentioned before, describe something that appeared in inner space. So when you say, I visualized fighting a war through hell, I don't know exactly what that means, but my guess would be in my language in the course that a video played in inner space where some sort of a war was being fought, and that's all. It doesn't mean major mental breakdown. My bias, you and other people are welcome to disagree. All it means is a video that probably had an emotional and a sensation of the body soundtrack to it, so to speak, ran an inner space that you were aware of through what you will discover on day four as the true creative essence window. The vision of war doesn't define you. It's just an appearance. It's no different than if you were reading about that same exact war in a novel or you were watching somebody fighting a war like that in a movie or a TV show. It really is no different, and you'll discover more about that on day four videos. If I does not exist, I cannot feel the emotions it wants me to just give up, go in a dark corner and have a good, I don't know what it is. But again, that's an appearance. It's the mind machine buzzing and worrying based on what was in its database before coming to the Ultimate Key to Freedom. And now with what it's gotten from Ultimate Key to Freedom in its database, it's trying to answer the three questions in a slightly different way. And as you'll discover tomorrow, it's unstable at this time. So it's a thought, you know, or a personality in inner space or whatever that says, well, you know, if there isn't any individual here, you know, then, you know, what's the point? I should just go on, you know, it's again, it's probably a voice talking to you. an inner space, a voice that's saying that, you know, with some feelings or sensations, and that's all it is. And then there's something else, so to speak, that's aware of that voice, that's aware of these things appearing. And as you're going to see on day four, I'm going to wait for you to go through that the way it's offered. There's something very, very different going on that's very similar to what happens when you read a story, when you read a novel, or if you don't read fiction, then the next closest but not as good of a metaphor is when you're watching a movie. The same thing, what I can tell you about the last comment here, Sheldon, is two things. One, it just seems everything in the human game is pointless. That, once again, is a conclusion being drawn by a machine. It's not true. It's not accurate. It's not Sheldon. It's a machine. It's a computer. I'm using those as metaphors. You know, it's the mind machine that is buzzing and whirring, and it's kicking that out as a conclusion based on, again, what was in its database before it came to this course, and now what's in its database from what you've absorbed from the few videos that you, the videos that you've watched. That is a logical conclusion coming out from a specific bias and a buzzword of the mind machine that says pointless, and we're just puppets, and blah, blah, blah. Makes sense. That certainly is a logical perspective and conclusion that can be drawn from what you've experienced so far. It's not accurate. It's not the truth. And what I can tell you is, while there are many other characters I'm aware of, this did not happen to me. I did not ever go through a point. Bear with me saying I. You'll know what I mean. Robert did not go through a period of saying, well, then everything's pointless and why bother and blah, blah, blah. I did not go through that on my journey. But I am aware of many other people in the Phase 2 earlier teachings and as well as the Ultimate Freedom teachings that have had a moment in time, a period in time, a blip along the road, a temporary appearance of that kind of a thing. But I've never seen it last because it's not true. And what I can tell you is when Ultimate Freedom is fully awake and everything is being perceived through Ultimate Freedom, as Ultimate Freedom, words don't serve, none of that's there. In fact, if anything, everything seems to have more of a point, seems to be more rich, more exciting, more fun, more whatever, more interesting, whatever words you want to use along those lines than it was before versus the opposite. So again, the best support that I can offer, and the odds are this is going to be resisted and you're going to hear a lot of stuff in inner space. Yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. No, that's not how I see it. Whatever. Yeah, but is this, again, it's all just the output of the mind machine, which may be taking the shape of specific personalities or voices or whatever in inner space that are spewing this stuff out and talking to you and saying these things. And you're aware of them, but you're not them. They're not you. It's no different than if you were reading a novel and a character in a novel said, it just seems like everything in the human experience is pointless. Or you were watching a movie or a TV show and a character said, everything in the human game is pointless, you know? What you are experiencing in inner space, bear with the language, is the same exact thing. When you're reading, and you'll get more about this on day four, when you're reading a novel, you're aware of the fact that it's a character that feels that way. But it's not you. You're the reader. Your relationship to what's happening is different. When you're watching a movie, watching a TV show, and a character says something or feels something or whatever, your relationship to it is different. That's the opportunity in Ultimate Freedom, and I'll wait for you to go through the day four videos to get the additional parts of that. So that's what I have to share with you, Sheldon. My suggestion is, listen to this, let it sit, listen to it again, let it sit, listen to it again, because the odds are the first time you listen to it, the mind machine will buzz and whir and spew out a bunch of objections and different kinds of things, and allow all of that to just kind of settle in. Watch the day four videos, let those sink in, and then see how all of this kind of shakes out. But you can do whatever you do. My invitation to you is, wait before coming back to continue the dialogue until you finish the day four videos and you've allowed this to settle in. All right, second question from Rhonda. I've been through the online course twice. Hi, Robert. I have been experiencing an overwhelming sense of loneliness and sadness lately as I engage with people who see the world through the eyes of separation. I attended an event yesterday in which people were receiving messages from their spirit guides or loved ones who have passed over, and realized for the first time just how differently and how much more simply I perceive story space than other quote-unquote spiritual people. At the end of the event, I just couldn't get out of there fast enough, with the mind machine spitting out thoughts of them all being crazy, and then the mind machine began to speculate that perhaps I was the one who was crazy, which I had to laugh about since there is no I. Rather than just being amused by the forms true creative essence was taking and the stories being explored, there was no one there I could talk to about the truth. I would love to connect with other level 3 players, and I'm wondering if you might consider forming a closed Facebook group for those taking your courses. Thanks, Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda, a couple things that I want to say. There are no rules and formulas in terms of what's happening, what happens as ultimate freedom is awakening and once it's fully awake, just to use that language. But there are certain things that tend to be shared in common based on the data that I receive. These kinds of things that you're narrating tend to be common, and they tend to be temporary. And as I explained in the day 4 videos, the reason that they occur and the reason that they tend to be temporary is because as the mind machine is being changed, as the data is being changed, as the programs and algorithms are being deleted, modified, replaced by the truth virus, using that metaphor, and the mind machine is attempting to answer the 3 questions based on the changes that have taken place within it, these kinds of things can get kicked out because all of a sudden, lack of a better term, a different mind machine is looking at these spiritual people, to use your example. It's buzzing and worrying. There's different data. The programs have been changed. The algorithms have been changed. And so it kicks something out temporarily. And what it kicks out, and you didn't say it this way, maybe you don't fully mean it this way, but it's something like this. It's like, oh, well, something not so good's happening here. Something's been lost here. Or in this case, you know, I'm feeling lonely and sad about this, feeling so, you know, different from everybody else kind of a thing. It doesn't mean that that's the case or that, again, it's a rule or a formula. I have never seen these kinds of thoughts or feelings last. They always tend to be blips. They always tend to be temporary things that appear as the truth virus is doing its work. And ultimately, it settles in. And when ultimate freedom is the perspective point with capital P's, these kinds of things don't occur because there isn't any negative in ultimate freedom. There's just, if anything, much more positive than there was before. Bear with that language. So, and you're somewhat aware of this based on what you said, but again, this doesn't tend to last. It happens because the mind machine is still being worked on, and at the moment, based on its current design, if you will, this is the conclusion that gets kicked out. But ultimately, as it continues its work and the mind machine continues to be modified, let's say, these kinds of things change, my bias, my experience, and then they ultimately drop away, and there's a settling in to a completely different way of being. Again, bear with the language. And then either you don't go to events like this or you go to events like this and it's just interesting. Personally, the Robert character finds every perspective on life to be interesting. And right now, if I see people who are embracing what I would call phase 1 beliefs, phase 1 ideas and concepts, phase 1 spirituality, however you want to language it, there isn't any judgment. I don't think they're crazy. I don't think they're stupid. There's just a knowing with a capital K that this is what's been written into their story, and this is what they are playing with and experimenting with, and this is how true creative essence is playing, exploring, and expressing itself creatively. No different than if you went into a Barnes & Noble or some gigantic bookstore and you went into the fiction section and you looked at what all the stories were about. Or if you could these days, it's harder with Blockbuster closing and a lot of other companies closing, but if you could go into a movie rental store, a movie for sale store, and look at what all the stories are about, there are stories that are about pure phase one things. There are stories about people having spiritual experiences, so-called. There are stories about everything. And those particular characters were built in a unique way, and they're experiencing unique things as part of the stories that True Creative Essence wrote and is now reading in order to play, explore, and express itself creatively through all these different what would happen if scenarios through the eyes of different characters in different situations with different appearances in inner space and story space. In terms of your final thing about a Facebook group, I have a real bias on this at the moment. I have set up various resources over time. Sometimes I offered conference calls. Sometimes I offered private websites that weren't Facebook, but they were using a different technology in order to offer people that went through the courses the opportunity to interact with each other. And for whatever reason, they weren't used very much. And I had two of those, actually. One was for the Phase 2 teachings, and one was for the Being in Truth teachings that in the last couple of months I actually closed down because they just weren't being used. It's possible that a Facebook group like this would be used, but my bias at the moment, what's appearing in inner space, is not feeling real motivated to do that because it never seems to end up being written in the Robert story lately that people use that and that it becomes, you know, busy in a supportive place. The other thing is, which would contribute to that, all of this is just story. It's just what's appearing in inner space right now, and we'll see what happens over time. Maybe it'll change. At the present moment, the numbers of people who have been through the Ultimate Key to Freedom experience are not that large. So there's a small universe of people that would go there, and with all of the busyness that people have and the whatever else, my guess is it just would be not real busy. The final piece of this, which is the most important piece of it, is, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this or bad or you shouldn't do this or anything like that. I'm just describing again, as I mentioned to Sheldon, I'm shining the light of truth on it. What's going on is a temporary unstable state, so to speak, of the mind machine. If there were a bunch of other people, whether it was on a closed Facebook group or it was something else, and there could be discussions about this, it wouldn't really do any good because ultimately it's the truth virus that's going to work its way through the Rhonda mind machine, so to speak, make the changes that are going to ultimately make the big changes with a big B and a capital B and a capital C, big changes. Not some sort of a dialogue, some sort of ideas or concepts or shares from other people. None of that would really make any difference ultimately to the sense of loneliness and sadness as you're describing it, which again are made up stories about appearances in inner space. Ultimately, it would not be as supportive as you think it would be. It's the mind machine using an old strategy, buzzing and worrying and saying, you know, the way to not, your way of looking at this may be different. I'm just describing it in simple terms here. When you're feeling alone, when you're feeling sad, you know, go be around other people that are like you and that'll make it better. And that doesn't work as it relates to Phase 3 teachings, as it relates to ultimate freedom. It's the truth virus. It's how True Creative Essence is playing. And again, it could be that part of the way that the mind machine would get reprogrammed, just to use that language, would be by interacting with other people who've been through the experience. And so I'll sit with this and we'll see what happens. If you want to take the time to sit down and think this through a little bit, if we were to create a Facebook group, what would you want it to look like? What kinds of things would you want there to be available? And then we'll consider it. And I'll see what happens. You know what ends up getting written. I simply shared what it is that is appearing as I'm listening to the question here. And again, the most important piece is, bear with the language. It wouldn't really help in the way that you think it would, even if we did that, which doesn't mean we won't or we shouldn't. But the reality is, allowing the truth virus to continue to do its work, it completing its work or getting through this particular stage of it is what's going to take care of this. And ultimately, joining a group, being able to interact with other people wouldn't most likely make much difference, even if it appeared that it would for that reason. Finally, along these lines, there is a group of people who went through the Being in Truth course, and some of them also went through the Ultimate Freedom Live event in Sedona in 2013. And they have formed a group that does conference calls and that gets together sometimes to be able to do exactly kind of what you're talking about, and also just to be together, you know, with people who, lack of a better term, are seeing the world the same way. I don't know how much they really talk about the teachings or whatever. And if you want to send Nancy an email and ask her if she can hook you up with that group, she'll know what I'm talking about. That would be something else that you might want to consider doing. And I'll sit with this Facebook group thing, and we'll see where it goes. So thanks very much. Here's one from Roger. Completed all the videos. Hi, Robert. I recently had a friend just commit suicide. It was amazing to watch the hijacking of his mind machine as he became completely absorbed in the lies and illusions that utterly blocked his ability to even see a fragment of the truth. Would you mind commenting on the act of suicide in relation to the teachings? Thank you, as always. Well, Roger, there's a number of ways that this can be looked at, as is generally the case at this level, at the phase three level of the human game, so to speak. The first level of it is characters. If the human story for Roger is a stage, you know, where a play might take place, or it's a set where a movie might be filmed, I'll just use those as metaphors for story space. And there's a Roger story that's unfolding, you know, and then there's a canvas. I'll use another metaphor that it's being painted on. If you read a really great novel, there's a canvas that's being painted on. There's a stage. There's a set that everything is taking place on. Characters only appear in stories because there's something about that character that impacts the story in a way that's necessary, that's important, that helps shape the story. And as long as a character is necessary to the story, it stays on the stage, it stays on the canvas. And when a character is no longer necessary to support the unfolding story or to set something else in motion from its absence, you know, there's lots of ways to look at that. The character gets written out of the story, and the character can get written out of the story by moving to another country, by dying, or by committing suicide. You know, there's different ways, and there's an infinite number of ways an author can take a character out of a story. And one of the ways is a suicide. And why was it suicide instead of being killed in a car accident or this person moving to Afghanistan, you know, and you never see him again? You know, I don't know. There's something about it that was supportive to the story, that this character was part of Roger's life. And now this character's out of Roger's life, and that's the way that it was. There's some purpose to it. There's some support to the unfolding story to it, or it wouldn't be there. Where I am right now, and I think I talked about this in the videos, the question of why doesn't come up anymore. You know, why did True Creative Essence write da-da-da-da to happen? Why did it write for it to happen in that way? I used to always need an answer to that question when I was younger. Even before going into the Ultimate Freedom experience, that question was still being asked a lot, and it isn't anymore. I don't care. As you may remember from day four of the videos and day four of Sedona, when you're reading a really great novel, same thing's true of a movie or a TV show, but I just prefer the metaphor of a novel, you just read, you just turn the pages, you just experience what's happening. In general, you don't ask, hey, author, why'd you write it that way? You know, why'd you do it that way? You just accept what you're given by the author as you continue to turn the pages. And if something like that appears, which it probably does for certain readers at certain times, you know, gee, I wonder why the author chose to. It appears and it disappears. It doesn't have any oomph. You don't really need to have the answer to the question, and it usually doesn't last. But for most readers, it doesn't even come up. It's just, okay, this character committed suicide, and you think you feel whatever you think or feel when that happens. It affects the story how it affects the story, and you just continue to read the story with this character now gone, having committed suicide, and perhaps reading about the ripples in the ponds of the other characters in the story now that the suicide has happened. That's the most supportive I can give you from another perspective. And this starts to get into the area of speculation. It starts to get into the area of places I don't like spending a lot of time. But I'll give you another side to this, which is if we don't, because see, what I just said is the best support, lack of a better term, for the Roger character who has another character in Roger's story who committed suicide. If there is a character and there's a story, and in the story, and the hero, you know, Roger's the hero of his story. If this other person, I don't know what his or her name is, in their story, if True Creative Essence through the True Creative Essence window was observing the story of the character that committed suicide and had, you know, observed that story, like with the Roger story from childhood and the whole experience, this person that committed suicide was the hero, was the major character in the story or whatever, and True Creative Essence was experiencing everything in inner space and story space for this character. Suicide and everything that leads up to suicide is a unique experience. Now, in general, suicide is something that tends to be judged. Even in metaphysical things, there's a lot of spiritual and metaphysical teachings that says, you know, suicide, you're not supposed to do that. And there's karmic consequences, you know, because you just kind of, you know, took the easy way out instead of facing your karma and learning your lessons and blah, 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 you know. So, and there's a lot of judgment in just the mainstream world about suicide. And then there are other places where there isn't, you know, but it tends to be something that has a lot of emotionally charged stories attached to it. But if you take those stories away and you just look at it, you know, again, if you were to look at all the novels that are out there, all the movies that are out there, all the TV show episodes that are out there, there's a lot of stuff about characters that committed suicide or characters who did commit suicide. And it's something that's explored. It's something that's explored because it's interesting. And if you look at all of this from the perspective of True Creative Essence, which is just interested in having unique experiences, again, through the eyes of unique characters with unique appearances in inner space and story space, exploring what would happen if scenarios, it's a very rich, very different, very unique experience to have a character go through a lot of, bear with the language here, really tough stuff, consider suicide but not do it, consider suicide many times but not do it, consider suicide, try and fail once or more times. It creates interesting experiences for that main character itself and the people that are interacting with that character. It creates a very unique opportunity. And there are people and mind machines who can look at what I just said and think, well, geez, Robert, that's a pretty cold or detached or whatever kind of a perspective on things. You know, I don't think so. To me, it's a truthful with a capital T perspective on things. So it's just another way to explore a what would happen if scenario. And it's interesting that you should bring this up because I got an email from my ex-wife, Cecily, recently that she was going to a funeral. And I sent her an email back and I said, would you be willing to share with me, you know, who died? And she mentioned that it was somebody that she'd gone to the Brennan School for Healing with, someone that I'd met a few times, been to a party at his house. And that was him, and that they don't know for sure, but that it appears that it was a suicide. And she and I had an exchange back and forth about the fact that both of us knew what it felt like to be going through such a difficult time in life in my language, you know, I didn't use this language with her because she's not aware of the Ultimate Freedom teachings, but that what would appear is a desire to end it all. You know, it's just, this is too difficult. It's too much. I'm never going to get out of this terrible negative stuff. I'd rather just die, you know. We exchanged that both of us knew what that felt like, but that taking it to the next step of actually taking the action and doing it was a very different thing. And clearly neither of us had done that, although we knew what it was like to experience things appearing so difficult that you'd rather just end it. If we could take a look at the life of this particular person, your friend, if we could take a look at the life of this particular person, the one that Cecily referred to, they'd be fascinating lives. They'd be fascinating stories. And if you are in a truthful relationship with emotions, It wouldn't be sad. It wouldn't be tragic. It wouldn't be painful. It would just be an interesting combination of appearances and inner space. But the life would be fascinating. If you could go back on your friend and relive, you know, like if you could somehow put on a virtual reality helmet and live their whole life, you know, be born as if you were them and experience that and experience them growing up and experience them getting older and experiencing the wounding, so to speak, that took place, that began the negativity, so to speak. And you could experience everything, which is what True Creative Essence is doing. It would be a very rich, fascinating, amazing story. And including the fact that it got to the point that the character died and died that way and killed themselves however they killed themselves. It's ultimately my bias, a very unique story, a very unique opportunity for True Creative Essence to play, explore, and express itself creatively through a unique what would happen if scenario that happened to end in that particular way. You know, as you know, and as everybody's always talking about, we all die. We all die when it's been written in the story for us to die. We all die how it's been written in the story to die. And from birth to whenever we die, all kinds of amazing things happen. Same thing is really true, especially if you take out the stories of suicide and the judgments about, quote-unquote, taking your own life as opposed to you dying of cancer or heart disease or a car accident or a plane crash or whatever else. So that's what I feel motivated to share from those different perspectives. Again, as you may remember from the earlier teachings, I am not a fan, so to speak, bear with the language, of trying to put yourself in the shoes of someone else and trying to see through their eyes and such. Again, the first thing that I said is this character was in the Roger story for a particular reason, had impact on the Roger story in unique ways, is now because of the suicide, and from your perspective, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what interesting experiences True Creative Essence had through that character's life that you didn't see and you didn't experience. You know, you keep the focus on you and Roger's story, and Roger's the hero in his story. Roger isn't this other character, but I just wanted to add that other piece to answer the question completely. Okay, that completes this week. Thank you all very much for your contributions to this audio and for the opportunity for me to, lack of a better term, for the Robert character to play a game that's enjoyable. Bear with the language, as always. Thank you very much. I will look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that may take. Bye-bye for this week.